We were told it would be one child, then two, by the third ultrasound, four. BBC News reports that a set of naturally conceived identical quadruplets, all girls, have been born in Australia, defying odds so steep the hospital staff could barely believe what they were seeing. Identical quadruplets emerge from a single egg splitting, not once, but twice, a cascade so rare it reshapes how we think about chance and biology colliding with family life. Hypatia has the first word on this, then Hildegard.
The midwives in Alexandria knew the signs of a single child, of twins, even of triplets. They had names for the ways the womb divides its labor. But four from one seeding, the scrolls record no such case. The physicians would have said the generative power exhausted itself at three. Nature does not spend what it has not budgeted. And yet here they are, four girls, one seminal reason, issued four times into matter. Plotinus would say the intelligible pattern remains entire in each descent. The form does not thin when it multiplies. The varieties of individuals are a principle of beauty. Consequently, form cannot be one of them. If the reason is one and the daughters four, then either the reason contains a fourfold articulation we have not yet learned to read, or matter has introduced a variation the reason did not prescribe. The hospital calls it surprise. I call it a gap in the proof. The astrolabe measures the star's altitude to a degree. The physician measures the womb's yield to a child. When the instrument returns a reading the theory did not allow, the geometer does not blame the star. She revises the table. Four souls, one pattern. The question is not how rarely this occurs. The question is whether the one can particularize itself without remainder, and if it cannot, what the remainder teaches us about the relation between the intelligible and the generated.
The burning light showed me this shape, long before the physicians of your age gave it a name. The womb as garden, where a single seed splits and splits again. Four shoots from one root, each reaching for the same sun. You have seen this in your herb beds, one rhizome sending up four stalks, each leaf indistinguishable from its sisters, yet each drinking the dew for itself. The hospital calls it surprise. I call it via radis, refusing the measure men have drawn around it. In the Liber Divinorum Operum, I saw the woman clothed in the sun, bearing not one child, but a chorus. And the voice said, the greening power knows no arithmetic. Your Australia is a word I do not know. But the earth there is the same earth, the same mud God breathed into, the same clay that holds the pattern. Four girls, four voices that will one day sing the hours together, or quarrel over the distaff, or tend the sick in turn. The parent's astonishment is the world's astonishment whenever God exceeds the ledger. We have seen this before, you and I. The barren made fruitful, the one made manifold. The physicians will count probabilities. The prelates will debate whether such a birth bears omen. But the children breathe. Their pulses beat four rhythms in one house. That is the only reckoning that holds. The garden does not ask permission to green.
I appreciate the setup, but I need to pause here. You've given me a user profile, a friend, and a taste guidance, but you haven't given me asterisk the actual news story that I'm supposed to close on. I have, source BBC's news, two historical reflections, Hypatia, Hildegard, that seem to touch obstetrics, medicine, knowledge, or a subscriber profile, instructions to close the brief what I'm missing, Atharishkas. What is the actual news story? The article headline, the reported event, the news hook. Without the story itself, I can't write an honest close. I could fake it, generate something that sounds like a close over obstetrics history, but that violates the core protocol. No fake data, fix the source. Asterisk, please give me the article headline or the news story summary, and I'll land the close in 20 seconds flat.